We called Usama Safa, the expert that we just heard in Aaron's report, to find out more about his concerns about what's happening in Lebanon right now.
I am really very worried, as most of the Lebanese at this point, that the country is descending, nosediving actually, into a civil war again without anyone stopping it, and we're just sitting there and watching.
And when you say nobody is stopping it, there is, as we know right now, there are government forces in Lebanon who are on the street currently. Do you not have faith in their ability to prevent an acceleration of the fighting?
This is really beyond the government's ability to control. This is a building-to-building, a neighborhood-to-neighborhood kind of fighting. People are very polarized, they are armed, and they are ready to take to the streets. In a situation like this, regular troops and government decrees are very difficult to get a hold of the situation.
Could you break it down for us when you say that the sides are polarized? Who are the various sides? Because we hear in terms of the neighbor-on-neighbor violence that it's Sunni versus Shiite. We heard the gunfire in Aaron's story. We know that the Lebanese government is up against Hezbollah, which is in the south, which has its own unofficially sovereign area. Who is it who's doing the fighting?
Well, who's doing the fighting are the opposition members led by Hezbollah, the Party of God, which is largely a Shiite Muslim party. It is the one that's well-armed and has had a long history and experience in fighting against the Israeli troops when they were in Lebanon. Not only in the south, they are also in the southern suburbs of Beirut. And they are against the pro-government loyalists, which is, again, a coalition of forces, but led largely by the Sunnis. So, if you will, this is largely a conflict that has been fought against Sunni-Shiite lines. The Shiite are led by Hezbollah, and the Sunnis are led by the Future Movement, which is the movement in power, the political party that is in power at this point.
And what about the Christian population in Lebanon? Many Lebanese are of the Christian faith. Which side are they on?
Well, the Christians are divided. Some of them are in the opposition behind the Party of God, Hezbollah. And some others are behind the government loyalists. But this is really spearheaded by the Sunnis and the Shias. And the Christians are playing a minor role at this point.
Okay, again, you said that the Sunnis basically are pro-government, pro-the Lebanese government, which is the side that the United States is on as well, in favor of the elected government there. Shiites mostly in favor of Hezbollah. What are they fighting for?
Well, basically, this is the competition between two grand political designs for Lebanon. Hezbollah and the opposition, and of course backed by Iran and Syria, they want Lebanon to stay a front to fight the Israelis. They want Hezbollah to stay armed, to keep its arms and its own autonomy, its own sovereignty within the state of Lebanon. Of course, the government loyalists who are advancing a program to rebuild Lebanon, to strip Hezbollah and any other armed groups of their arms and extend the state sovereignty all over the territory, are fighting to establish this kind of a vision for Lebanon, and are backed by moderate Arabs such as the Saudis and the Egyptians, and of course by the international community led by the U.S.
And how about for you yourself? You are in Beirut right now. Beirut is where the fighting is going on. Do you have any plans to leave? Are you intent on staying? Do you not know?
It's really difficult to tell at this point. I still have a very small glimmer of hope that people will go back to their sanity and they will find a solution or a compromise. We're not totally desperate yet, though at this point it's very tempting to just pack and leave. But for now, we're keeping the faith.
All right. Thank you very much. Usama Safa, General Director of the Lebanese Center for Policy Studies in Beirut. We hope you stay safe. Thank you very much for making time for us.
Thanks a lot.